this vigil is for humane immigration reform. We want the reunification of families torn apart by the system, an end to the deportation of members of our community, and due process for detainees. What we don't need is increased militarization of the border, which will result in more migrant deaths. Right now, we're in contact with a few of the prisoners in Buffalo Federal Detention Center, and there are individuals there who have been locked up for long periods of time, some from 4 months to as long as 2 years, and they've not been charged with any crime. And unlike criminal cases, immigration detainees are not provided with lawyers, so that the vast majority are deported without ever having spoken to a lawyer. And many are facing life-threatening situations in their countries of origin, while others have American citizen spouses and children here. And I personally know of several families that have been separated by this inhumane system. Well, I think that this puts people who, for example, have out-of-status folks in their family in a terrible position because, of course, people who I know would love to see a path to citizenship so that they can basically come out of the shadows and get a driver's license and, you know, stay in this country and not live in fear. But at the same time, it's difficult to be in support of legislation that's going to result in more deaths of people who are coming over. So, and also some of the, there's parts of it that are very harsh for people who are here that would require them to live at a certain amount above the poverty level or face deportation. I've seen many cases where families have been destroyed by this, where the sole breadwinner may be the person who's in deportation proceedings, and the rest of the family of an American citizen spouse and children are left with terrible trauma from losing this, for example, the husband, but also economic, deep economic trouble. I would say that absolutely key is a path to citizenship for the people who are here, and certainly people who have no, you know, criminal record of any kind. And so, you know, the real hope is that members of our community are going to be able to stay on and be with their families.